Welcome to Dr. Fred Bell's Health Science and Energy Show. And this would, of course, be the 28th of November. I'm sure everybody had a great Thanksgiving and is all thankful to listen to Dr. Fred's show. That's a good thing to be thankful for, and I'm thankful to be able to put this show on. So we'll continue on from where we were last week with some new stuff coming up. It was fun.
The thing about insects never reach the human kingdom. It's like angels in our own theosophy have not reached the human kingdom either, but they're here to serve. That's why they're so yin in their nature. The grays have reached a high level of consciousness. They desire to break the bonds that they're in and come into the human kingdom, but they cannot cheat evolution. They have to evolve back to where they came from. So they go to different planets, and they've been here before, and they'll come again. They go to different planets when the vibratory rate is such that they can have something to work with that they'll respond to. If the Greys were here working with Cro-Magnon cavemen, it would be a waste of time to them because that particular consciousness did not have the ability to receive the enlightenment vibratory frequencies. So therefore, they couldn't even mate with these cavemen. Okay? Now, going back to the other slide, another thing has to happen. What has to happen here is mass consciousness. Mass consciousness naturally is going to parallel the consciousness of the Earth and the planets as it goes through the rotation of the equinox and the Pleiades. Mass consciousness means that everybody in here knows there's a solid here. Everybody here knows there's a liquid. Everybody here knows there's a gas. Most of you know there's ionic, and you're aware of the etheric. You don't maybe know what it is, but some of you probably do. If we were back 10,000 years ago in a cave in France with cavemen, and I was trying to explain solid and liquid, that would probably be easy to get across, but I would probably have to boil water in front of you to demonstrate gas. Once I had demonstrated gas, then you would accept, your receptors in your brain would accept that. Your aura field would pump up to another level. It would pump into the Earth's aura frequency. And as soon as you went out and spread the word that gas existed to the people of the planet, then the whole vibratory rate of the planet would have shifted up to the realization of gas. You understand that? What's happened now is we're at the planetary level, even the warring Serbs and the barbaric Africans that are having their problems down there realize that there's the ionic state exists. This takes us into the realm of Crowian photography. It's gaining mass acceptance. But what a lot of people don't realize is that we're also a good portion of the what I would call power levels of the brain and the mind are up in the third and the second etheric levels too. When our mass consciousness, our society begins to accept a third level etheric consciousness, then we start having a whole lot more paranormal phenomena, which we're having now. I'm sure you've seen, like the front page of Time magazine, it says on there, 80% of humans believe in angels. Many different newspapers talk about paranormal phenomena becoming more and more commonplace now. It's always been there, but it's becoming more commonplace because our powers of observation are increasing now. Okay, the Greys, of course, when you become more observant on these levels, you become more susceptible to what they do because they're shining down on you yet because they live up on the astral plane more than the physical plane. Everybody kind of understand that? So now what I want to do is I want to explain that you have an overview here. I'm going to explain a little bit about the body and show you how some of these systems work and show you what you can do. The body is 5% mineral. Okay, 5% mineral controls 95% of all metabolic functions. Now, minerals generate electricity and consciousness simultaneously into the body. Okay, and I'm going to give you a basic 10-second overview of electricity now. First of all, first basic rule of electricity. If you had an ordinary wire like this, there's a hot wire, a copper wire inside there, insulated. I hook this across the battery. Electricity will move negative to positive, magnetic field at right angles. Okay, the same as the nerves in your body. You've got 72,000 major nerves in your body, just like that, from the base of your brain going all the way through your body. If I were to disconnect the battery and bring a magnet here and wave the magnet around on this wire, electricity would start moving in the wire, even though I didn't have a battery. Okay, so electricity and magnetism are synonymous. Okay, meaning they're the same. You have three central nervous systems in the body, okay, carrying different frequencies of electricity. If you were to now take a magnet and connect it to a water wheel and take a wire and wind it into a coil like this. And this is a magnet turning around like that. Every time the magnet came to the North Pole, it would push electricity out. And when the South Pole came, it would pull it back. So if we're pushing electricity in and out of a coil, what are we doing? We're making a magnetic field and collapsing it, right? Everybody understand that? The faster we would turn that water wheel, the faster we would make electricity and magnetic field, the faster we would collapse it and make it and collapse it and make it. You understand? When this happens, we create what are called vibratory frequencies. Exactly the same thing that the human body has to do. That's why minerals are so important. Because without minerals, you cannot do this in your body. You'll become what we call brain dead. If you look at this, consider this a positive and this is a negative, and these are alternating fields. If you look at the speed, if you turn this so fast, you could hear sound come out of it. You put a speaker across it, because a speaker is nothing more than another magnet that moves a piece of cardboard with it. So this magnet will be pulled and pushed by these oscillating fields, and it would cause air to move. This air would cause sound, and your body has a sound nerve in there with an eardrum, which responds to vibrating air, and it decodes this. Okay, so we have one frequency of vibrations, which would be sound. If we go much faster, we would go up into radiation. And still faster yet, we would go up into the color frequencies of light and beyond. Okay, the body has the ability to deal with negative radiation and positive radiation. The body has the ability to deal with sound and all frequencies and light. At some point, these frequencies cross, meaning the top of this is equal to the bottom of that. And this, at these points, are called harmonics. And sound has harmonics within itself. These are called scales and also octaves. And the same with light. Light has octaves, okay? So you can work within the human body, whether in the natural order of this, and make everything work properly, or you can work in the uneven harmonic of this and make things work improperly. You've heard the term ELF, right? Extremely low frequency. This is what comes into you through the ground wires in your homes and in this building. ELF is modulated by very powerful generators from the United States government placed in Australia and from Russian generators in Siberia. It goes down into the core of the earth, comes up through the plates and the water tables of the earth, and puts a negative energy to disrupt all of this. ELF generators are always on, and they attack the immune system first. Okay, so just so you understand all of this. If you don't believe ELF, there's books. Eisenblatt and Rosen wrote a big book on it. There was huge write-ups in Pravda magazine in the later part of the 80s condemning the United States for the use of psychological waves on their populace, but at the same time we discovered them first, being used on our people in 1978 on the American embassy in Moscow. So, remember the seven rays that we talked about? Okay, the seven rays fall in here because color is involved. Sound is involved. You know, we have Pleiadian music that we create. We have a lot of ways to get around this stuff, but realize the basic principles. Okay? Now, going into the brain, the brain being 5% mineral controls 95% of the metabolic functions. Now, when we found out in the studies of the bomb victims from Hiroshima and Nagasaki in Japan, we found out that some people were close to ground zero of the blast when the bomb went off, got no long-term genetic radioactive damage. Other people were 30 miles away and got tremendous damage. Why would somebody 30 miles get hurt by radiation, somebody up close? The reason is in the brain, the electrolyte levels were higher. So we found that by using herbs in your body, full Thai, ginseng, and gota cola, the three most hated herbs by the FDA, strangely enough. Herbs are lobbying right now in Washington under the labeling law as we speak to take away out of our food stuff. That's the stuff that gets you away from radiation, okay? Radiation can be combated by proper minerals and proper herbs in the body. That's why in our formulas we use all three, full Thai, ginseng, and gota cola in our formulas. The minerals fire off in the brains, in the synapses in the brains, in three different octaves. Like we talked about here, three different octaves. Each octave goes to a separate series of nerves in the body. The first is what we call the low-frequency octave. where iron, manganese, zinc, one of the heavy workhorse minerals in the body, go to work. When we first made the original nuclear receptor back in 1981, previous to that, because we used a zinc-cadmium base for the receptor body, we had people wear bars of zinc around them, and we'd weigh them, the zinc. And one person might use up a half a gram of zinc in a week. Another one just dissolve it right in their bodies. We've had people wear these receptors that have the zinc-cadmium base, and we can't keep a gold plate on the back. Your body needs zinc so bad because they're so starved. Your body will take what it needs when it's hungry. Zinc and cadmium and all these basic metals work through the autonomic nervous system. The autonomic nervous system is the one that makes your heart beat, makes you breathe. If you have irregular breathing, you can bet that you're low on one of these minerals. You're having heart fibrillations. If you're susceptible to different kinds of respiratory diseases or nervous disorders, low-frequency minerals, you're out of them, okay? Now, getting up into the second range of minerals, we come on to the very first thing that you do, the very first thing you put in your body when you start to get sick. Does anybody know what that would be? No. Remember, the minerals control, vitamins are clear down here, okay? I'm not putting you down, I'm just showing you something. Vitamins are down here. Vitamins are defined as units of light, you know, contained in biochemistry. Okay, so the biochemistry releases the frequency of light into the hydrogen atom. Further down, minerals are controlling everything. Okay? It's got to be a mineral, right? Not zinc. No. Chromium. Chromium. Reflective mineral. I'll show you in the DNA if we have time how it works. The first thing you take is chromium. Chromium works through the sympathetic nervous system, which is part of the immune system. Okay? The immune system covers euphoria, depression, all of those things. Depression is the lack of it, and euphoria is when it's really charged up. People get high on drugs, they're burning up hormones off of their immune system. Cocaine is one of the number one depleters of that. And guess what? Cocaine users are the ones that usually come down with AIDS first. Shows you exactly what goes on. When you have chromium, it causes the body to start manufacturing helper T cells immediately. Then you put in vitamin A. Vitamin A is a first ray, the will, power, carrot. You know, we use beta carotene. And we use vitamin A palmitate and vitamin A in our vitamins. I don't know where they went. There was a bottle here somewhere.
Does it also regulate, like, T in the body, that mineral?
Yeah, it does. But it gets. I'll show you what fatigue is when we get down that far. You know, we haven't gotten there. Okay. Basically, we're talking about survival and existence and breathing and just fighting germs and stuff, okay? Because let me tell you something. When you get up around alongside of a Pleiadian ship, and that thing is resonating in perfect truth, the energies, if you're the least bit toxic or something, it'll waste you away. Billy Meyer was practically killed by one a couple of times until he went through some major changes. When you get around these beings with supercharged auras and you want to get in tune with them, if you're all screwed up, you'll have a healing crisis like you can't believe. So it becomes very necessary to get tuned into this energy. Okay? So from chromium, we take vitamin A, and then we take a third ray, C, green, nature. Then we put the C in. Because now we've directed the intelligence and the will down into the immune system to heal the virus, not feed it. Because if you throw vitamin C in prematurely, that virus might just want more vitamin C. At the same time, if you treat it with an antibiotic, if it's a virus, you get a superinfection. And let me tell you something. Some of the diseases I've taught that have been shot into people, including myself and my family from time to time from the Grays, they kill. These diseases kill. They got some nasty little things, and the medical books don't cover this. It's a whole new form of germ warfare that's coming on this planet. And finally, we get up into the high-frequency mineral kingdom. The high-frequency minerals are the ones that I guess most of you tasted, maybe all of you tasted them. Okay? Those don't exist in our food chain anymore. Those you have to get from a food chain of a previous existence, because our food chain today, because of the ultraviolet and the sun and the destruction of the soil, they're not there. The government officially declared in 1928 there are no more trace minerals in our soils, ever since the dust bowls of Kansas those days. So we get them from our mineral source is from a clay, a red clay. We get them from an Indian reservation in Utah, but they also can be brought in from Arkansas, where the clay is red down there, where the crystal is grown, and also from places in France. And these are broken down by deionized water. We add herbs and other vitamins, and we make a mineral drink. What this does right here, the trace minerals, works through what's known as the parasympathetic nervous system, the vagus nerve or the psychic area of the body. Okay, it's the one that tells you, that talks to your intuition. It's the one that gives you clarity on the inner level. And that's the one that the Grays are usually after for obvious reasons. The next area we come to now is enzymes. Enzymes, without enzymes, which is determined by what's called pH factor, without that, you cannot assimilate any minerals or anything else. It has to be enzyme balanced. How many of you know what the definition of the pH factor is? Nobody knows. Potential hydrogen, meaning it's either acid or alkaline. The body is made up of oxygen, hydrogen, nitrogen, and carbon. Carbon, we've already said, is a pyramid-shaped molecule. pH factor wants to be somewhere between 5.5 and, say, let's say 7. Okay? This means that we have to balance the charge on a hydrogen atom. Okay, first of all, you got to realize, what is a hydrogen atom? A hydrogen atom is a proton and an electron. Does anybody know why the electron goes around the proton in a hydrogen atom? What does it mean, anyway? I know you've probably all seen it in a high school or grade school chemistry book, but what does the hydrogen atom, the atomization of the hydrogen atom, what does that tell you? Anybody know anything about the atomization of a hydrogen atom? It's the life force itself. It is the, you know, somewhere along this line, we have to come from the cosmic inner, which is the 7 rays, to the physical outer. The hydrogen atom is that step. The hydrogen atom brings down the 7 rays, the 7 sounds, called the music of the spheres. All of these 7 rays come into the hydrogen atom. Consciousness accentuates them in the morning in the pituitary gland when you first wake up, because you've got to have some willpower to get out of bed, right? Even move, even to wake up. Some people don't even want to wake up in the morning. They just want to go back to sleep. But finally, they'll wake up. That's the will. That's polarized by sunlight. The sun also is a source of white light. It's an exterior source. The hydrogen atom is an interior source. When they come together, they neutralize. The cell power of the plant, the ATP molecule, is released. Sugar is broken down into energy, and you get out of bed. Okay? It's real simple. In the morning, this inner energy of the hydrogen atom polarizes the proton with a red color, green in the center, and it splits to violet out on the electron level. As the sun moves across the sky during the day, this polarity shifts. And if this polarity shifts, when the sun sets at night, the violet comes over here and the red is over here. That's why you think differently at night than you do in the morning when you get up. Completely different set of thoughts, okay? Because your entire body has now had a polarity shift of 180 degrees, and through the night it shifts another 180 degrees. Your body is used to being shifting. It's used to this frequency change in the environment that it lives in. Meaning that if you move from Albuquerque to Munich, Germany, in a few minutes, or well over there in 8 or 10 hours on a plane flight, you'd have a lot of trouble knowing when to motivate yourself to get out of bed and go to bed. Okay, this is called jet lag. This jet lag is the frequency shift of the hydrogen atom and its inability to determine the proper pH value for the environment of what the human is living in. Okay, if you were to take a person and put them into a satellite and start whirling them around the Earth, it really throws off, and they have a massive case of jet lag. As a matter of fact, it's so bad when they're in outer space that the body cannot assimilate calcium anymore, calcium being the real thing that the heart determined has to have for beating. An astronaut will die in a short time in space. Okay, that's one of the things we're trying to do now, is create a way for humans to assimilate calcium in space medicine so they can live longer in space. About a year is as long as they figure anybody can survive out there without dying of some heart problems and other problems because of this exact shift. If you were
well, that ends that little section of that tape. So now we're going to go into something different. If you want to hear the first part of that, go to last week. Okay, we had that last week. So now we're going to go into negative ionization, which will be some fun. And that was a good little tape there. And now let's see, how I haven't done this ionizer in a while. I'm not sure if I did it or Ron Watson did this one, who a guy I used to work with, actually a person I trained in. And this relates to our negative ion shower, which is really a cool device. We'll see how this goes here. Get the volume levels right.
Now please welcome to New Dimensions in Health, Ron Watson.
Thank you.
That's Ron Watson. Yeah, that's Ron.
Today we're going to talk to folks about ionization, but before we do, I'd like to get a quick primer on ionization. If you're listening for the first time to this show, we're talking about improving your moods, your energy, your health, and your breathing.
Now, Ron Watson was the guy I trained years and years ago, and he
became
quite successful selling ionizers.
Well,
we came out with our ion shower.
Asthma, or in fact, a myriad of breathing problems. And I invite you to stay tuned because we have possible solution to those problems, and we're not here to prescribe anything. We're here to tell you there is something in your air that's very vital to your health and to your vitality, and that's called negative air ions. And if you want a quick primer on ions, an ion is simply any atom or molecule that has gained or lost an electron, a teeny weeny charge of energy for those who slept through their eighth grade science. Now, a negative air ion is an oxygen atom or molecule that has gained an electron. And a positive air ion is usually a carbon dioxide molecule that has lost an electron. Now, nature produces both positive and negative ions in abundance, but when it comes to feeling good, it's the negative ions that are important. And it's the type of air you get just right after a good thunderstorm. The air is charged really powerfully. Negative ions are produced by the best, of course, generator of all is lightning, followed by ocean surf and waterfalls. And negative ions are also abundant in mountains and forests. In fact, all plants give off some ions. And you'll notice the highest negative ion concentrations are found in natural environments where we like to congregate for holidays and for entertainment. So here we're talking about air and improving the quality of your air by restoring back to it the way nature intended for you to be breathing, the natural electrical balance again. And that's what ionization is. It's the restoration of the air back to its normal electrical balance. And I'd like to suggest that if you notice that you're more than irritable and fatigued than usual, if you seem to be a little more irritable, if you find air conditioning wears you out, if you find that being closed in all day and your environment seems to be wearing you out, it's simply because you're in environments that strip the air of its normal electrical balance. Our modern offices will often have a negative ion count below 100 ions per cubic centimeter. And the synthetics, the surrounding steel, grounded steel structures draws off negative ions. Central heating or air conditioning actually strips the air of negative ions. Synthetics used in carpets, draperies, and upholstery carry a high positive charge and absorb negative ions. Now, an ideal positive negative ion relationship in your environment should be 5,000 to 50,000 and above. And we're going to offer you an opportunity to get some devices that can produce 50 to 100,000 negative ions continually in your environment. And I invite for those of you that are listening to get a pen and pad because we're going to give you out a number later that will make a very special offer on some ionization equipment. But we have three basic aspects to good health, three systems that our bodies function under that are major determiners of our health: the immune system, the nervous system, and the endocrine system. And Reader's Digest discussed the effects of ionization on the first two, the immune system and the nervous system, and talks about how, in fact, in an article called Ions Can Do Strange Things to You, that researchers believe through the control of the electrical charges in the air we breathe, our moods, energy, and health can be markedly improved. And it says, how do ions trip off our moods? It says most authorities agree that ions act on our capacity to absorb and utilize oxygen. Positive ions slow down the delivery of oxygen, producing symptoms markedly like those in anoxia or oxygen starvation. And researchers also believe that negative ions may stimulate the reticular endothelial system, a group of defense cells in our bodies which marshal our resistance to disease. So just within the stroke of one paragraph in Reader's Digest, you notice that, Stephen, they're talking about improving the immune system and the endocrine system, the nervous system. We're talking about improving our moods. We're talking about improving our immunity to diseases.
At first, when I hear the term ionization, it doesn't sound terribly practical, but yet what you've brought out, how what it can affect, it's extremely practical.
That's right, Steve. In fact, you know, when we talk about negative ions, negatives generally in our context of language means something bad, but negative in this case means something that's extraordinarily beneficial to you. Negative ions are found in natural habitats, for example, around waterfalls, around a pounding seashore. If you've ever gone up in the mountains, high ionized air in the mountains. In fact, some of the best ionized air you'll ever find is in a cave.
So when we go to those places on a vacation, that's what's causing the good air and the good feeling that we get from being in those areas.
That's right, yeah. In nature, natural habitat, and healthy environment, we're constantly beset with negative ions. In fact, pine trees are negative ion generators. And it's always been a bit of interest to me that we bring a pine tree in the house in Christmas time, of course, many people do, and celebrate that festive holiday. But what we're talking about in terms of pine trees are emitters. Each needle of a pine tree emits negative ions, and even after it's cut, it continues for a long portion of time. Of course, with synthetic trees today, we're doing the opposite of that. We're literally pulling any stray negative ions that might be in the air out of the air. And negative ions, of course, are also produced by sunshine. So when we have a sunny day, as opposed to a real cloudy day, we actually get more negative ions on Earth.
So instead of having maybe a pine tree year-round and picking up after it, just an ionizer would do the trick.
Exactly. In fact, today with the modern electronics and sophistication of electronics, we can produce trillions of negative ions per second by plugging in a negative ionizer. And it's a very simple device. You just plug it in and has no moving parts. It's all solid-state circuitry. But if you want to do something to improve your moods, now one of the ways, Reader's Digest talks about how ionization can improve your mood, even when they talk about increasing the oxygen uptake in the blood. And the reason that's true is because oxygen, to be taken into the bloodstream and to be assimilated, must first get into the bloodstream and ride through the bloodstream into the tissue. And what happens when you have ionization in the air is the oxygen molecule takes on an extra electron. And, of course, once it does that, it's much more easily assimilated and taken up by the red blood cell, or the iron of the blood, and the hemoglobin, and taken into the bloodstream and transported to the tissues. And that's why Reader's Digest talks about how ionization in the bloodstream accelerates the delivery of oxygen to our cells and tissues, frequently giving us a euphoric jolt that we get from a few whiffs of straight oxygen. All right, so we have a caller online here. Sonia, are you there?
Yes. Hi. I've had this ion generator now for about 3 months. And I love it. In fact, I've ordered another one. And
where do you use it primarily?
Well, primarily I ordered it as a test for my son. He has allergies and asthma. He's 13. He's had asthma for quite a few years. And I ordered it hoping that any little bit would help, and it's helped a lot. I noticed a big difference the first week.
Hmm.
He could not spend too much time outdoors without coming in and wheezing. And it would take him quite a long time to recover. He would have to use his spray medication. In fact, I spend quite a lot of money on medications for him, but it's been wonderful. He has spent most of the summer outdoors.
Oh,
I could
great.
Not say that was not possible last year.
Hmm.
In fact, he can't even take PE.
Is that right?
But it's wonderful. But it's remarkable. I love it. My sister ordered one, and this is what she tells me. Her son sneezes every morning. There's something about the morning.
Huh.
She said that 90% of that sneezing is gone.
Oh, that's phenomenal.
Yes. Me too. I've experienced some allergy coughing myself last year. It required a lot of allergy medication, which is what I just don't like it. It just slows you down. I don't care for it.
Most of it makes you real sleepy, doesn't it?
Yes, that's what it is. It was awful. I didn't like it. Anyway, I started to experience that same kind of coughing this year, and 3 times. I just put my ion generator on, and within about 10, 15 minutes, the coughing just stopped.
Oh, that's phenomenal.
Yeah.
Well, I really appreciate you sharing that.
I've had it quite a while, so I'm pretty used to it.
It's been 3 months now?
Yeah, 3 months now, yes.
Now, do you use it in the bedroom at night, or
yes,
you put it in your
bedroom?
Room?
Yes, I do. For my bedroom, his bedroom, in the daytime, I'll take it to the kitchen or the den when I have company. And it seems like I just take it for granted now. If my son isn't feeling well, for some reason he was playing in the playground and got dizzy on one of the equipment, and I had him lay down next to it. I just use it now to just revive him. You know, if he doesn't feel well.
Well, just using it like for, you know, actually reviving it really makes sense because you're increasing oxygen intake so dramatically when you use ionization that if a person is really in a state of exhaustion, ionization can actually help them recuperate. And it's even been shown to in recuperation in post-operative surgery is tremendous results with it in that sense.
Yes. Yes, I read about it. You sent me a lot of brochures, and of course the true test is trying it out.
Isn't that the truth?
And honest, when I tried it out, I didn't expect nothing to happen. Because, you know, he's had allergies so many years, nothing really helped. And I was in for a big shock. Just what this little box could do.
Yeah, it is amazing.
It's wonderful. Thank you.
Well, we sure thank you for sharing that with the
You're
listeners
welcome.
And sharing it with us. And, you know, just continued good health, and thank you so much for calling
us. You're very welcome.
Okay, bye-bye.
Now, Ron, is there an 800 number that you have that people can get a hold of and order these ionizers?
Okay, get a pen and paper, and I'll give you that number. It's toll-free from anywhere in the United States. It's 1-800-382-IONS, I-O-N-S. That's 1-800-382-4667. One more time. That number is 1-800-382-4667 from anywhere in the United States, toll-free.
We're going to offer a very good special, by the way, on these ionization units.
Mm-hmm.
Normally, these units retail for $129. These are small room units that will do a 400-square-foot room very efficiently. And ideally, it'd be good to have one in your office, on your desk during the day. In your bedroom, it's extremely important because you're dealing with a third of your life right there.
That's right.
You know, if you can sleep in good air all night.
Now, we have another caller on the line.
Well, fantastic.
Catherine Davis.
Catherine, hi there.
Hi, Ron. I thought I'd call in and tell you how much I've been enjoying my Ion Air Cleaner.
Oh, well, thank you for that. What's been your experience with it, Catherine?
Well, I have been recovering from an illness for the last year and a half from four surgeries, and my energy level hasn't been the best, but my holistic program, I've been doing it all holistically. And I finally have been getting my energy back in July, and just coincidentally, my mother heard your show and ordered your Ion Air machine, and after starting to use it for about 2 days, I felt this huge surge in my energy level.
Oh, that's phenomenal.
And it's just a miracle. I just wish I had this a year ago. I'm so sorry it's so late in coming.
Well, you know, it's never too late, really, to start experiencing good air and good health. And, you know, the body's an amazing, amazing organism if it's given just half the chance. You know, it can do marvelous things in recovery.
Well, this certainly has, and I've been doing all these other wonderful things with nutrition and prayer and acupuncture and you name it, I've done it. But this is the frosting on the cake, and I feel so good all the time with it. I take my unit from my home to my office, and at the end of the day, when I usually am tired, I'm not. It's just incredible. And I have someone I work with in my company who has a very rare illness called Epstein-Barr. And I suggested that she order it, and she has, and the achiness from this virus that she's gotten from it has gone away. She loves it.
Oh, that's great.
I'm telling all my friends about it, and I have another gentleman friend who ordered one this morning. So I tell you, I'm so excited about it. I can't stop talking about it to my friends.
It's hard to believe, isn't it, that
yeah.
you can plug something in, and it makes no noise, has no moving parts, and yet it can affect your life so dramatically.
And it's healthy, Ron.
Oh, isn't it, though?
That's the lovely part about the whole thing.
You're not doing something artificial. You're just doing what nature intended for you to be experiencing, really.
That's right. And on your tape, you say that, isn't it, aren't we lucky that it's legal? Well,
yeah.
I'd be up a creek because I'd still be having it. You know?
Yeah, to make you feel so good and to be legitimately right and good for you and healthy.
That's right. Mm-hmm. So it's a miracle. And tell all your people who call in that when someone's had a lot of surgery or illness, that this is, I'm always an enthusiastic and energetic person, but for the last year and a half I haven't been until now, and this is just an answer to a prayer.
Oh, that is so great. And Catherine, thank you so much for sharing with us, sharing with the audience, and continue good health with that ionizer.
Okay. Well, I urge you to spread the news as much as you can.
Well, we're doing our best here.
Okay.
Thanks so
Bye,
much,
Ron.
Ben. Thank you, Catherine. Bye-bye.
It really is amazing, Ron, that you seem to have bottled that mountain air that improves quality of life.
Isn't that true? You know, we talk about bringing down that mountain fresh water from the top of the mountain. How about a little mountain fresh air, right?
Yeah.
You can bring the mountains and the seashore and the waterfalls to your office, so you're at home, right? When we talk about ion levels, in healthy air, if you lived in a healthy environment, for example, around a seashore and a waterfall, that type of environment,
uh-huh.
you would be experiencing a very high ion count continually. In fact, 0 to 100 is dead air. It's very oppressive, difficult to concentrate. Viruses and germs can flourish when you have 0 to 100 negative ions. And in fact, most measurements that I do throughout the city of LA is that, is 0 to 100.
Really?
In fact, I was I just ionized the McDonald's hamburger headquarters, in fact, in LA last week. And we went through with the ion counter, and there was just negligible ions, in fact. And 100 to 500 is barely acceptable. This is counterproductive when working for any length of time. And in fact, when you get up to about 500 to 1,000, you get what might be called normal air found in a healthy, let's say, a rural community, and where pollution is low and the buildings has open windows and you've got few synthetics, then you'll get about 500 to 1,000. 1,000 to 5,000 is generally the range found for country fresh air, the minimum level one should sleep, work, and live in. And then when you get up over 5,000, you get exceptionally fresh and clean air, and it's very invigorating. And 50,000 and above is pure air. It's very stimulating and relaxing. Germs cannot live in this air.
Okay, we have Chuck Barkas on the line from San Diego. Chuck, are you there?
I am here, Brian. Thank you.
Okay, and I understand you've had some experiences with your ionizers. You'd like
yes,
to
we've had it for about 7 months now, 6-7 months, and it is just absolutely incredible. Ruby tells me that, of course, I don't know, but she says I don't snore nearly as much as I did in the past. When I come home in the afternoon, if I'm very tired and run down, I'll sit in front of the ionizer for about 15, 20 minutes, and I totally feel refreshed. It's just like you've been given a shot of adrenaline or something. You just, for me, it picks me right up, Ron. It's just incredible.
Oh, that's really great.
And then the mobile ionizer we have in the car, we just came up to Spokane, where I'm calling you from, and I know for a fact I'm feeling better. I feel more more alert in the car, more at ease in driving the car, and I just don't have the tiredness that I've had in the past. And I know it's from the mobile ionizer. So it's a fabulous product. It does everything you say it does and then some. So I'm really convinced it's a great, great thing to have. And, of course, you know how many times I've called and given you names of people to send out to. And our son back in Iowa has ordered one, and he's getting good results from it. It's just a fabulous product. So I just can't say enough good for it, Ron.
Well, you've said a lot of good things there, and I really appreciate you.
Well, thank you, Ron.
I really, really do. And I think that, the bottom line is, as I say to everybody that calls in,
right,
the bottom line is what people are getting from it, not what I say about it. And
amen.
I'm really excited to hear, these kind of reports.
Amen. It is great.
So, well, listen, I really, again, thank you, and we'll look forward to hearing from you in the future here.
You bet.
I'll get out all this literature that you
all right, awesome. Thank you, and then send my three out to my house in Lemon Grove.
Another three units out.
Right, another three units, another mobile ionizer, and I'll put that in my other car.
All right,
sir. All right. Thank you, Ron.
Thank you.
You bet. God bless. Bye-bye.
Thank you, sir. Okay, let me give out that number again real quick. It's 1-800, toll-free from anywhere in the United States, 1-800-382-4667. One more time, that's 1-800-382-4667. If you're driving, just remember 1-800-382-IONS, I-O-N-S. Okay, all right, we have Linda on the line. Linda is calling. I understand, Linda, you've had some experiences with an ionizer you'd like to share?
Yes, actually, the one that I have now is been working great. I was having severe sinus problems, sinus headaches almost daily, and I really don't detect any headaches until if I'm outside and I'm on the road or something and the winds are up. But in my house, it is such a great relief that I'm thrilled. I'm absolutely thrilled by it.
So how long have you been using these now, Linda?
Oh, I guess we've been using this about 3 or 4 months.
Three or four months.
Mm-hmm.
And in that 3 or 4 months, it's made a major difference, then, huh?
Major difference. I was taking prescribed medication for sinus headaches, which I haven't had to take any.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Well, listen, we really thank you for taking the time to share that with us, and I'm sure the other listeners that have had the same experience would vouch for just what ionization can do, and I appreciate it a lot. Thank you.
Oh, no problem. Thanks much.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hi, we have Harry with us today. Harry, I understand you've had your ionizer for how long now?
A week.
One week.
Okay. I bought one a week ago, and then I came back and bought two more.
And I understand you had a problem that for 20 years you've had the emphysema?
Emphysema, yes.
And what's been your experience in that last week?
Well, this last week is the best sleeping I've had in many years, and I don't have to use my spray in the morning when I get up.
That is phenomenal. Now, you've been using that spray for how many years?
Oh, about 15 years at least.
15 years?
I had to use it every morning when I first woke up.
That is amazing. And so it's really made a difference in your sleeping and everything?
Yes. Now, using that spray, after I'm up a couple hours, I may have to use it. But when I first got up out of bed, I didn't have to use it.
That's remarkable. That's remarkable.
And I'm breathing good all night long.
Sleeping better?
Yes. Good fresh air.
Great. Well, you know, that's what we tell people about the effects of ionization. It's really amazing to hear it from, you know, those that are experiencing it, instead of me telling people over and over again what they can do for them. And when we say they increase oxygen intake and increase vital lung capacity, that's so vital to somebody with emphysema. You know?
Right, yeah.
Well, we really appreciate you taking the time to share that with us, and best of luck to you in the future, and love to hear back from you after you've had a few more months to use it.
You bet, and I hope it benefits somebody.
All right, thank you, Harry.
You bet. Thank
Bye.
You.
Okay, let me give out that number again real quick. It's 1-800, toll-free from anywhere in the United States, 1-800-382-4667. One more time, that's 1-800-382-4667. If you're driving, just remember 1-800-382-IONS, I-O-N-S. By the way, AMA Journal of Medicine, the prestigious AMA Journal of Medicine, it says, awareness of findings in regard to ionization will sharpen physicians' diagnostic skills. And it goes on to say, these comparatively obscure elements are being examined largely because we have been unsuccessful in explaining observed statistical relationships between health and the more conventional elements such as temperature and humidity. As for ion concentration and health, it has been suggested that the ratio of positive to negative ions in the air, now get this, Steve, is directly proportional to the prevalence of such maladies as migraine, nausea, and irritability. Okay, get a pen and paper, and I'll give you a number to call. We have three models to choose from, the most advanced, the most powerful, most sophisticated air ionizers available anywhere. We have a room unit available for your home or office and a mobile ionizer for your car, truck, or RV. We also have a new portable pocket ionizer for use anywhere where you might want to go. It runs on a 9-volt battery. Now, the tabletop units clean and ionize a 20 by 20-foot room. That's a 400-square-foot space. Its contemporary black polyurethane styling beautifully blends in with any room decor. It's engineered with an amazing first-of-its-kind dual-power supply. It's a dual-power supply to provide a purified airflow of greater than 100 feet per minute without the need for a filter or fan. Now, this advanced air purification system removes dust, pollen, cigarette smoke, odors, lint, cat dander from the air you breathe. It has a collector pad, which you'll clean about once a month. It's on the surface, and it's cleaned once a month. There's nothing to replace or ever to buy again once you buy this unit. It's nothing that has to be replaced. This unit size is approximately 7 inches wide, 8 inches from the front to back, and it stands about 3 inches high. It weighs approximately 2 pounds. Now, this unit has an astounding air ion output of 16 trillion ions per second at 2.5 centimeters measured from the unit. Now, most ionizers measure in the millions and at the most the billions. This is the first ionizer to have an output of 16 trillion ions per second, and that's measured at 2.5 centimeters. Now, it also has a built-in ion detector and status light and particle removal effectiveness as small as 0.01 micron and above. Now, it has no detectable ozone. Now, unlike ordinary ionizers, this unit has the most advanced technology and design, and it does not depend upon air convection currents in the room to distribute ions, which are often not present in modern tightly insulated structures. Instead, the Pentax air purification system creates its own airflow by emitting trillions of negative ions in a spiral pattern, creating a vortex of electronically washed air in the room. Now, these units make no noise. They're totally silent, and the windows and doors may remain open in the room. Now, also, the Pentax room ionizer normally retails for $129, but it's being offered here, folks, on this special radio offer at a phenomenal $50 savings. Now, you can purchase this unit today for just $79, plus $4 for shipping and handling, and California residents must add $612 for tax for a total of $89.12. Also, Visa and MasterCard is accepted. Now, we also have available a newly developed pocket ionizer for travel and portability. It's about the size of a pack of cigarettes, and it clips on your dress or shirt. It provides an ionic shield to protect you in any environment you might be. Now, this unit's really great for traveling in fact, you can plug it in the cigarette lighter in your car. If you want to use it in your car, you can use it in the house in a wall outlet, or it simply runs on a 9-volt battery. Now, this portable pocket ionizer is $129 plus tax and shipping. Now, as a special offer for those of you interested in giving an air purification system to a family member, or for those of you who want to put one in every room or in the office at work, if you buy 3 of the Pentex room units, I will include a $79 mobile car ionizer absolutely free. Now, the car ionizer plugs in the cigarette lighter and works in your car, truck, or RV. Now, this is not a portable ionizer. It's a mobile unit for the car. In addition, anyone ordering now will receive free an audio cassette tape entitled Air Ionization and Your Health, a 40-minute presentation on the benefits of air ionization to your health. Plus, Side B has a recording of a half-an-hour radio show on the other side. Now, just call toll-free from anywhere in the U.S. That number is 1-800-382-IONS. That's 1-800-382-IONS or 1-800-382-4667. And you can charge it to your MasterCard or Visa. Or you can send a check or a money order to Pentex. That's P-E-N-T-E-X. P as in Paul, E as in Ernie, N as in Nancy, T as in Tom, E as in Ernie, X as in Xylophone. So that's Pentex. The address is 24562 Mando Drive. That's M-A-N-D-O, Mando Drive, Laguna Niguel, California, 92677. One more time, that's 24562 Mando, M-A-N-D-O, Mando Drive, Laguna Niguel, California. That's Laguna, L-A-G-U-N-A, N-I-G-U-E-L, Niguel, California, 92677. Now, if you miss that address, just call 1-800-382-4667. If the line is busy, just keep on trying. Now, folks, if you just put an ionizer only in your bedroom and just spent a third of your life, that's 8 hours a day is a third of your life. If you just spent a third of your life in air ionization and good...
The new number for ionizers, of course, is 1-800-729-2603. That's 1-800-729-2603. Those old numbers are obsolete, so it's 1-800-729-2603.
If that's all you ever did, now call that number now. It's 1-800-382-ION, 1-800-382-4667. Have a great day.
So that ends that. So remember, that was my friend Ron Watson, who I trained years ago. Actually, the pocket unit he was talking about was one of my earlier developments. We used to wear those on airplanes. That's before the Receptor was really popular. We have a lot of really new stuff now. So what we'll do next is we will go ahead and switch that out. And that's a good little informative tape. That's why I played it today. And I don't think there's a side two. No, that was it. So now what we're going to do is put on an old seminar I did up at Brighton Bush. I haven't heard this one in a while either. See how this one goes. This was a lot of fun when I was working with Zenith Advanced Health Systems. Anyway, let me see. We're going to be coming up here in a minute with Dr. Bell or somebody. We had a lot of good spirulina products in those days and all kinds of other products in those days. Once I hear
pyramids
something.
Pyramids in Egypt are like Bibles sealed in stone.
Sounds like Harold Keith, my old buddy.
By divine appointment, meaning that as you tune into yourself,
there we go,
tune into
me.
The imagination of the master builder of the Great Pyramid and know that he knew that you would tune into him. Examples of that are the Great Pyramid. The pyramid means balance. Our pyramids balance the electricity of the body. The perfect temperature outside the human body is 68 degrees. The perfect temperature inside the Great Pyramid in the King's Chamber all the time is 68 degrees. Whether it's hot, cold. Deserts have low humidity. Desert changes. Hot, cold. Tremendous, vast temperature changes in a 24-hour period in the Arabian Desert, where the Great Pyramid is. Yet the King's Chamber, which is suspended above the ground, not an underground cavern, is always 68 degrees. And it goes on and on and on and on and on. I don't want to bore you with the details. This is Curlian photography. Another gentleman is already giving it, so I'm not even going to take his lecture. I'm just going to bypass it. Someday we'll talk about it. These were done by Thelma Moss. Here we're talking about the pyridome in my lecture. Here I'm showing the energies. There's a great misnomer about Christopher Hills in the pyramid that I must clarify. He talks about a pi rate, positive and negative green. Okay? It doesn't exist. When you take a plastic or an aluminum pyramid, plastic is toxic to the body because it produces positive ions. Positive ions destroy the body's ability to reproduce cells. Negative ions enhance the body's to reproduce cells. The body reproduces cells at the rate of 50 million per second. When you feel good, you're producing cells without interference. When you're feeling bad, something's throwing down the body's ability to reproduce cells. Because the old metabolism is where the feeling comes from when you get to the bottom line. Here we're showing the rays of the pyramid. Our pyramids are made out of titanium and precious metals that are all harmonious to the body, meaning that they're harmonious to wavelengths that stimulate the body. And we're showing in this bottom drawing on the right-hand corner the seven colors as they pertain to pyramid energy. The very bottom is violet, moving up into oranges, yellows, blues, greens, and reds. That's what that drawing represents. The rest of it is talking about the orgone effect. We'll talk about some other time. We don't need to know about blood tonight. But the pyramid has a dynamic effect on blood. As a matter of fact, looking at blood, one blood cell, which is hemoglobin, has four pyramids, strangely enough, in it. And that's what gives you the body's ability to pick up oxygen and give off CO2. And when you start putting your bodies full of stress and toxins and junk food and MST and MSG and all these other things that we do to ourselves, we destroy that configuration of the pyramid. And if you map it out, because it's really the carbon atom is one of four basic particles of the body, oxygen, hydrogen, nitrogen, three gases, and the carbon atom. That's what the pyramid is. Okay? When we destroy that, we destroy the body's ability to pick up and give off oxygen. We become anemic, we become paranoid, we become shortening of the attention span, we react to stress, cannot assimilate B vitamins, start to get cancer, and we degrade ourselves. The idea is to keep hemoglobin in a nice, proper geometric shape. That's what that diagram represents. I can go into it in great detail. Here we're showing that you breathe negative ions in, you attract opposites, positive energy. When you breathe positive ions in, which the atmosphere is rapidly becoming, you attract negative energy. That's all that diagram is all about. Here we're talking about the seven different endocrine glands in the body. You have seven endocrine glands in the body. Each one has seven different or more sets of hormones. These hormones enter the bloodstream and go to the brain and they give you individualized feelings, meaning that sexual hormones, sexual feelings. Energy is the adrenal. Motivation is vasopressin from the pituitary. Depression is pineal gland feelings, mainly an abnormal production of serotonin. The pyramid, depending on the types of metal, will stimulate, turn on, or turn off those glands like switches by different vibrations. The endocrine glands themselves work on vibration in the body. There we're looking at the pancreas. The pancreas is turned on by the note D or E. It's stimulated by Jupiter. It works on resonance. The colors that are shown stimulate that. The metal of copper and nickel will stimulate the pancreas. So you can see how and begin to get an understanding of how the metals in the pyramids will stimulate the different glands of the body. Now, remember when you talk about hormones, what is a hormone? A hormone is a mineral, an enzyme, a vitamin, and a protein combined, causing proteins to latch themselves together, forming peptides, polypeptides in the body, neuropeptides in the brain. These go to the brain and turn on the brain at different frequencies, which tune you into different levels of vibration, whether it's called physical plane, astral plane, or mental plane, or physical plane, emotional plane, mental feeling, whatever is comfortable for you to relate to, without violating the bonds of religion. The feeling is the same. That's what drugs do. Drugs will go in and replace hormones to give effects And what we're doing now is we're altering time. Here we're looking at some subatomic particles. We aren't going to go into that tonight. That's a whole discussion in itself. Now, here's Ralph Sierra. Okay, a little Ralph. How many of you know who Ralph Sierra is? Dr. Ralph Sierra, Puerto Rico, right? If you owned the Los Angeles Dodgers and your team had a bad trick knee and you had this guy on a, or girl or whatever on a $100,000 contract and he had a trick knee, he goes to Dr. Sierra, who uses Dr. Belt and now Zenith Pyramid and his own magnetic therapy. That's Dr. Sierra. He's world renowned. Made many, many presentations before the U.S. Congress and the President. Okay? Super duper guy. I'm just throwing some stuff at you because we're through my lecture. Do people want to know about my background? Okay? Well, my background is very simple. I started at the University of Michigan when I was 13 years old. Dr. Katz was my professor. Randolph Labs was the building I studied in for many years. So I learned nuclear physics well by the time I was 15. When I was 16 and a half years old, I was indoctrinated by the Air Force. They had to play some games to get me in a little bit early, because I was a year early going in. When I finally was in and recognized, this is where I went. This was early warning aircraft, radar. I was at squadron, I think it was 331. It was up at Point Arena Air Force Base. 3392 was the squadron. That's an FPS-6 radar on the left. That's an FPS-8 radar right there. That's a height set. That's a cert set. And that's an FPS-35. That was the top. That radar in the middle was the top. Highly, that thing I had more secret clearances than you want to know about, and that's an F, that right there. Sometimes my credentials are challenged. All right, that's an FPS 28 that we were building. We didn't quite get it finished in that picture. Okay, that's where I was. I spent a lot of time there. You know what we used to look at? Flying saucers. Believe it or not, at Point Arena Air Force Station, which is south of here. A typical flying saucer would descend out to sea about 50 miles at the rate of 15,000 miles per hour to an altitude of approximately 5,000 miles per hour, and then it would accelerate horizontally across the ground at 5,000 miles an hour down the different meridians, the magnetic meridians of the Earth. Okay? I left that job to go to work at NASA. That's a photograph of the bird that I worked on. I sweated blood in there. I lived a long time in that silo. Behind it is a computer lab right down here. Right here. I can honestly say that there was a lot of politics involved. I was fired from that job. I was not honorably dismissed. I was fired from that job. And when I was fired from that job, a civil court action took place because I was fired because I was an employee of Rockwell, and I said, look, Rockwell is screwing the people. Somebody's going to get hurt here. This bird is not safe. Then in about 1966, Grissom and two other astronauts were killed on the Cape. My job was reinstated. I was honorably hired back to that job. I stayed there one day, took back pay for a year that I wasn't there, and walked from that job. That's my background. I took on 25,000 Rockwell employees and fried them all. And that's ego talking, but it was a hell of a lot of fun. I was a young kid. I didn't know any better. Now, what does this mean? Well, here is a picture. This is a computer enhancement of Viking 1 on Mars. Unfortunately, this is NASA frame. If you fool around with the projector, you can get the NASA numbers. Okay? Here we're looking at both pyramids of Mars. NASA frame 35A72, 41.0 degrees latitude, 9.4 degrees longitude. That is a Martian pyramid. There's three of them in this one cluster. They're right here. One, two, three. Now, there were several theories. First of all, these were wind. This was formed by wind. But unfortunately, this over here did not, quite the background didn't match up to the pyramid. Let's blow that one up a little bit. Okay, there it is. Blowing up a little bit. Pyramid. One face of the pyramid is here. One face of the pyramid is here. One face is here. One face of the pyramid here. It's 3 miles at the base. And it's 1 mile high, that pyramid. And it's aligned within 1 degree of magnetic north of Mars. Isn't that a coincidence? Our pyramid here is 2 degrees of magnetic north. Now, let's look at the Martian atmosphere for a moment. It's mostly carbon dioxide. Ooh, think about that. Carbon dioxide, how do you get a carbon dioxide atmosphere? When you destroy the ozone layer, and the ultraviolet from the sun comes down and attracts the destroys the nucleic acids of the life forms and basically fries them, which then releases the hydrogen into space, destroys the oxygen, leaves CO2. Maybe that's where we're going. Here's a civilization that built a pyramid just like we did. You want to see what that pyramid looks like at Martin Sunset? Strange.
Oh, oh.
That's a NASA photograph, ladies and gentlemen. Check that one out. That's 7A12. Same pyramid at sunset. Now you tell me that there isn't a definite connection between esotericism and the physical. That's an esoteric freakout, isn't it? NASA doesn't know how to handle that one. Yeah, they backed off a whole lot. Mariner 4 was the first probe to Mars, followed by Mariner 9 and Viking 1. I'll back them up. At altitude, at more altitude. It's the only structure on Mars. I didn't do those. Something to think about, isn't it?
Dr. Bell concluded this special presentation with slides of a number of special projects that may be part of the Zenith system in the future. We'll join him again as he closes this late evening presentation.
I'm just showing you this tonight so that you can understand a little bit about me, where I'm coming from, what I've done in my life. I don't know where I'm going. That's all I got to say. Thank you.
Well, we're out of time anyway on that one, so we'll catch you next week, Thursday, for another live show.